Yo, hello everybody. Once again, it's another beautiful, wonderful episode of Radcast. It's been so long since I've done this. It's great to be back. Got a lot of great things on the horizon. Very excited to introduce, I'm just going to get right into it, introduce the very new and wonderful co-host, the lovely Ashley Miller. Of course, she's going to be taking the spot here for the Philadelphia branch of Radcast of Genevieve, because obviously Genevieve is out in Phoenixville doing big things out there for us. So welcome aboard, Ashley. Thank you so much for filling the role.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
Excited to be on Radcast and reach out and meet the Radcast Nation that comes out and supports and listens. So I think it's going to be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be. I would say. And of course, there is not a microphone that you or I have met that we do not like. And I think this is going to be a pretty badass.
It's true. There's something about a microphone.
This is. I'm going to say this is like a super team right now.
Get excited.
It's
we'll
going to
be. With that.
Exactly. So what you're listening to in the background is one of the newest singles off of the new Loud Company EP that just released literally earlier this week on Tuesday. Very excited. Been waiting for this all friggin' like for a year and a half since I started Radcast. This band has been like on my radar. And they've been, like, in and out of the recording studio. They've been working on stuff. They finally got their stuff up. So I'm going to stop talking over it. I'm going to let the song play out. And then when we come back, we're just going to give you guys a little bit of a teaser about what to expect coming forth from Radcast now going forward. And I swear to God, no more hiatuses, no more breaks, no more pauses, no more nine-month disappear, fall off the radar. That's done and over with. We're back. We're here to stay for good. Bigger and better things on the horizon. But for now, here is the Loud Company with Dropping Heavy. Right, and we are back, and that was the Loud Company, of course, with their song Dropping Heavy off of their new EP, The Evil. So definitely go check that out. It's on Reverb Nation right now for free. You can go and check it out. It's not necessarily available for download just yet. Sad tears, I know. I'm anxiously awaiting that, but they're going to have physical copies as well, so you're going to want to get on that. We'll let you know when those are available. But of course, we're here, Radcast, it's back. We're here with the lovely Ashley Miller.
Back with a vengeance.
Exactly, with a passion and a vengeance like you've never seen before.
Big things in the future.
Absolutely.
I'm excited.
I am so stoked. So we were talking about this a little bit before, and that is Elroy, the Radcast mascot in the background. Like, we should seriously.
We just so all of you know, we are currently sitting in my living room, and I have a four-month-old puppy who has been quiet this whole time and now decides to pick up his squeaky beaver. Which is a real thing.
Exactly. Right. That's not an innuendo.
Kind of our favorite toy because Kyle and I can yell at him like, who wants their squeaky beaver? And then he runs over and gets excited.
That's awesome. I feel like you could you do that with a lot of people. Like who?
Yeah. I think just the word squeaky beaver has people just interested and excited all the same time.
I think I'm going to do that. Like if ever I'm having a bad day, they're like, dude, what's wrong? Like I just had a rough weekend. I didn't get my squeaky beaver. I've missed my squeaky beaver. It's very
they'll
bad.
Think like, does he have a beaver that squeaks?
Yes.
Or does he like ladies with squeaky downstairs?
Is that a code word? What exactly does that mean? So squeaky beavers, that's the first topic of discussion here. We are back. Obviously, this is just going to be a short, brief kind of update on what's been going on. But what's been going on, but what's going to be going on. And you were talking about the integrity thing. So I guess.
Yeah, I think, you yourself and Radcast and the guys from Integrity Tattoo and then Mike Stu all got together, and it was just
Sunday fun day at Railroad. That was
it was just I met you guys when I was coming from work, so I was late, and I walked in, and it's just like all of these brains going together and all just getting excited about throwing shows and getting out into the community and coming together and working together and having like a real life network and not necessarily just on Facebook,
right? Exactly.
Yeah, just a computer
real
network.
People.
Yeah, like,
real people. Yeah. Like, you know, honestly, not these virtual.
Exactly.
You know,
yeah.
So.
Yeah. Oh, I can. You're a person.
I
can touch you.
I can shake your hand. Yeah. This is great.
But yeah, and I think it's cool because you're all very community based and in the same area and can all offer awesome stuff. But I'm pretty sure out of that meeting came with all working together to start putting on shows.
Yeah, yeah.
Right,
that's,
kinda, whether it's, you know, hardcore or a hip-hop show, which obviously the wonderful and talented Mike Stu would
of course, legendary.
Be headlining that.
Absolutely. And he actually, yeah. Didn't he just launch his website? I've been seeing, like, he's been posting, like, different, like, articles that he's been writing there.
He did, yeah.
MikeStewartMusic.com, I think
Yes, I believe so. And he also, with the year ending, 2013 anyway, all of these accolades are getting thrown at him with like a 2013 year in review and the top of the top and
right.
stuff like that. And he's been getting recognized, which I think is just awesome.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
He's one of the nicest dudes in the world.
Oh, for sure.
Crazy
yeah.
humble
very
and
cool.
crazy talented.
Exactly. He's very cool. And of course, he dropped his EP earlier this year, last year rather. My God.
Peace World.
Yeah, it's 2014. Well, I have to remind myself that. I've been writing checks, and it's not been going well. They're like, yes, sir, you want us to draw funds from the past. Like, you know, if I could figure out how to do that, by the way, that'd be pretty cool.
Just tell them to go get a DeLorean.
Exactly.
And they, too.
Right. Precisely. I had a paycheck, like, 3 months ago. If you guys could withdraw from that, that'd be awesome. But, no, Peace World is out now. You can get that on iTunes, and it's absolutely killer. I checked it out. It was...
You can also go into Integrity Tattoo if you want to get a hard copy.
Ha-ha. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Easter egg.
People working together.
Exactly. Look at that. And of course, Integrity Tattoo, the one-stop shop for all of your tattoo needs. I'm actually planning to get a half sleeve.
Are you really?
I am indeed.
Now, don't have any, right?
I have none. I have made it to 24 without any kind of ink whatsoever. But
going like half sleeve. You're not just going for like a little guy on your bicep.
Yeah, you know, I feel like, nah, I can't. It's either you're either going balls deep or you're not going at all. I mean, that's, you know, like, you can't short shaft it. And that just sounds absolutely terrible. God, I hope that nobody that I'm related to listens to this in the sense that, you know, I'd say, I'm sorry, Mom. No, okay.
I think they more just like say like, oh yeah, I did. It was really good.
Right.
And no.
Yeah, I was just. Oh yeah, my God. I was just talking to my buddy's parents, and they're like, yeah, we'll have to check that out sometime. And I'm like, yeah, totally. It's great. Now I'm sitting here talking about balls deep and short shaft.
Just don't listen to the short shaft episode. If you could go to like episode 2 of 2014, that'd be
exactly.
Wonderful.
That's where we start. Like, you know, who am I kidding? It's not going to get any better. It's going to be pretty. But yeah. So getting back to what you said, like we were talking about like the meeting of the minds and integrity and all that kind of stuff. We're planning some shows coming up, and there's going to be like, you know, local events. We're going to be doing local events. We're going to be
where you and I talked about kind of being on site, and which I think would be especially cool for the people that maybe don't live as close to our area or just have something going on that night. They can at least listen,
right?
And to a certain extent get the experience.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, for sure. Yeah, you can listen to the podcast live or whatever, like, especially for hosting bands and stuff. Like,
mm-hmm.
It's basically like a Radcast studio session.
Yeah.
It's just out at a bar. So if you feel like coming out and getting a couple drinks, or maybe you're not 21, you can still listen to the podcast.
Exactly. It's like Radcast guerrilla style. Like,
exactly.
We're out there.
Yeah, doing big
it to you.
Things. Exactly. Radcast coming to a neighborhood near you soon. So, yeah, I'm so stoked. But, yeah, in the world of local music, I don't know if – were you familiar – did I ever introduce you to the band Back to the Action by any chance?
The name I've heard come out of your mouth before.
Okay, yeah.
I'm not sure. I'm bad with matching, like, the actual song that I know
up to
the correct –
Right,
artist.
Exactly. Yeah, and I've spouted off like a lot of people like over the years. Have you heard about these guys? By the way, I have like
you've just a little bit of music knowledge. Yeah.
I think I've actually unintentionally kind of stumbled into like a hipster category. Like I just, you know, because of like the whole Radcast thing and getting acquainted with like these local unknown bands, I'll talk to people and they're like, "You're a fucking hipster, man. What are you doing?" Like I don't know these bands.
You got sucked into the hipster vortex.
I did, and what sucks is that I share a lot of the common interests as those folk, but they're like, you know, I'm not, none of the ignorances, I don't think. Like, I'm not, I try not to be an asshole, but.
You have, like, the good hipster quality is not so much the.
Right, exactly. I think I'm just going to brand myself Josh Calkins, the friendly neighborhood hipster, like, and
there
just try to turn it around, you know? Like, we're not all bad, everybody, you know? Like, not everybody with skinny jeans and blue blocker glasses is a bad person, you know? Like, we can be, you know, we can love and be loved.
We don't all have trust funds.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
right.
Good.
You know,
yeah.
Like, we sometimes we just drink PBR because we literally cannot afford anything else. It's
thank
not a,
you.
It's,
thank you.
Yeah. It's not a cultural
not
thing.
Not making a statement except for I'm a little poor. Yeah.
Right, exactly. I'm not doing this because I'm like trying to be like the Anthony Bourdain of like, you know, the cultural side of Philadelphia. No, I literally cannot afford those fancy nice beers. So poverty. But yeah, so big shows coming up. We're going to be working with Mike Stu, obviously, Integrity Tattoo. But oh, back to the action. So that band, unfortunately, I mean, these guys were with us from the beginning of like doing the Radcast thing. So I figured I'd you know, just give a shout out to those guys.
Absolutely.
Unfortunately, their lead singer is leaving to pursue another project. So right now they're in this weird like hiatus.
Limbo, kind
of.
What are we going to do?
All right. I don't know if they're going to come back or if they're just going to hang it up and be like, well, it was a good run, guys. But
I feel too like when you lose a lead singer, but the rest of the band's still there, you can do one or two things if you want to continue. You can either find a lead singer and continue on the same like musical path you already were.
Right.
Or it's like, okay, do we like reformat kind of
exactly
all together, you know, with
right.
like a different sound and stuff like that.
Rename
so.
It and kind of just go off in a different direction. Right. Which I think is like something they're going to have to do if they want to continue. Because it's just, you know, you have an image and a brand that you create with like, you know, the lead singer kind of sells your image.
Yeah.
So like when they leave. So, and it sucks because they just came out with an EP. It's killer. It's called Get It. Which is awesome, and I highly encourage everybody out there
to actually get it.
Exactly, yeah, it's awesome. I think I've beaten that joke into the ground, though. I'm like, yeah, have you heard their new album, Get It? You should do what it says. Oh, so cool.
That's when the hipster comes out of you.
Exactly, right, yeah, it's ridiculous. Like, you know, like glasses just like form on my face, the Buddy Holly glasses. Like, how cool would that be, though, if I were like a superhero?
And that, like, was your power?
Yeah, and I'm just like talking to somebody and like, you know, wait, vinyl? Did I hear vinyl? And like all of a sudden like the Buddy Holly glasses pop up, like my jeans just suck into my friggin' legs. Like, yeah, exactly, it's ridiculous. And then I have like some weird like, you know, picture of India on my t-shirt or something. Like, like PBR kit. I don't know where I'm going with that. If you see a comic book of a hipster later, that's
your superhero.
That's exactly. That's what we're gonna do. I think you know, when we get done here, I think we get to work on that. We should start making that happen. But yeah, so I guess maybe like one more song, and then I guess we'll wrap it up. I know it's super short this week.
So I think maybe one more song, and then give them maybe a sneak preview into little snippets that they can look forward to.
I like the way that you see. This is why I brought you. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, I'm a tad. you know what? I'm not going to be. Screw it. I'm hungover. It's Saturday night. You know, my buddy is supposed to be leaving for the Air Force. So we obviously had a going away party and things just got fun. So, yeah, there's that. But anyway, so here's one of my other favorites. This is Good Graces. This is the song, Oh, We Doing It. I can read too, everybody. That's one of my special talents. So here they are. This is Good Graces again with their song, Oh, We Doing It. And we're back. Again, that hangover is waging more havoc on my brain cells than I had previously thought. But anyway, so we are back again here with the lovely Ashley Miller, the new co-host of Radcast.
Hello, hello.
Is being absolutely wonderful and steering me in the right direction this evening because I am having a hard time steering myself. So, but what we were talking
That's
about.
That's why there's powers in numbers.
Exactly, exactly. And I think the next time we do this, I'm just going to be cracked out on coffee, maybe a little bit of like some Shroom Tech Sport from Onnit.com. Have you heard about that from the general? No, it's fantastic. It's cordyceps mushrooms. It's like supposed to give you like all kinds of energy and brain power and mental focus. And
really?
Yeah, it's mushroom strength. It's kind of like the mushrooms from Mario, but you don't. Just, I mean, it sounds like an illicit drug.
Will
it's
you,
totally
like,
not.
Boop, 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 and get bigger after you.
Precisely. Like I popped them and I literally, like I went to the gym the other day. And as I threw them in and, like, you know, swallowed them down, I literally heard the brruh, brruh, brruh. It's amazing. It was amazing. And then I went in the gym and nothing happened. I was still terrible. But, you know, but there was a cool noise. There was an awesome noise.
But I felt good about being
But I
terrible.
Felt great. Exactly. So, but you had suggested we were talking about the community goals that we were trying to reach with this
I
new
think,
partnership. Between...
I think one of the coolest things that came out of the meeting of the minds.
Yes.
With all of you gentlemen, Mike, Stu, yourself, and the guys from Integrity was how community-driven you guys are and helping people out and just letting people know about what may be in our backyards, but we don't know it.
Right.
So a couple of these events that all of you guys are going to be putting on, shows and all kinds of things, proceeds will go towards a scholarship for a music student at Springford and also for
Which
an art student at Springford.
Cool. Right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, to, you know – educations or see now your hangover is rubbing off on me because now I can't talk right
you're stupid is contagious my god
but two areas in education there we go that the funding is just getting pulled out of left and right continuously
exactly right
and to if you are talented enough to pursue these things in a higher education you're going to be going to a private school and that's that much more money
exactly
you know, so it's them helping out
it's kind of bridging that gap for like the talent that does not necessarily have
and
like...
I think it's cool too for people you know from this area to see somebody like Mike Stu and be like oh wow like a kid from Roarsford you know
came
come up and
Humble
be one of the best
and, like...
in the area of what he does and the guys at Integrity you know they're crazy talented of what they
local
do.
Celebrities.
You know,
I mean,
like, draw all of those tattoos. That is a skill that I certainly don't have.
Hell no.
Don't.
I'm still trying to get stick figures down. It's bad.
Yeah. And to have that talent, but not be able to pay for school.
Right.
You know, and then maybe just get stuck and like, okay, I guess I'll, you know, go for business and sit in a cubicle and then hate life because all I want to do is draw and can't afford it.
Right. Exactly.
So, yeah. Cool stuff like that. But then the other thing that we are going to be doing with Radcast.
Hell yes.
Is another guerrilla style a little bit. Josh and I are going to be doing our homework and hitting the streets and finding awesome places in our area that you might not know about.
Exactly. Like, you know, restaurants, clubs, venues, like all that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
Just random people even, you know, just kind of, you know, dude, we're going to be like insurgents. We're going to be getting in there, like Philadelphia, just like, you know, like I think we should do one at Jim Steaks just because I like Jim Steaks. I mean, like, it could be, like, everybody probably already knows of Jim Steaks. We'll just be there like, hey, in case you're ever known
in case you've Jim never heard about this delicious place.
Yeah, exactly. So, but...
I think community-based places, too. Like, the Recycling Services Inc. in Pottstown that I found out about.
Want to check that place out. Of course, you're a friend of the cosmos.
Oh, my gosh, Jim Crater.
Yeah.
The gentleman that owns it.
Legendary Jim Crater,
We won't get to, we don't want to spoil you guys too much. That'll be another one. But, but then having these people in that own these businesses and community organizations
like,
and letting you guys know what's out there.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of this is going to be new to us, too, that we're just going to kind of research and find. And
exactly. We're just going to travel around and just find all kinds of cool things. And it'll be an experience. It's for you, for us, for everybody involved, and I think we should go visit Legendary Jim Crater's like one of the first, if not the first, stops on this tour de force of just taking on the local scene. Because
you guys want your mind blown? You need to listen to that one.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Like, what do Sir Richard, and I'm talking like King Arthur or Robin Hood or whichever.
Richard the Lionheart.
Right. Exactly. You know, and Richard Branson from Virgin Mobile. What did they have in common? Well, you'll find out when we talk to this legendary guy down at the recycling department. It's awesome. Super cool story. Super cool dude. Can't wait to sit down and pick his brain. Unfortunately, I'm kind of out of time.
Their teaser's over.
I know. Yeah. The teaser is over. We got to do this again, though. I mean, this is great after I finally got...
we definitely are, because you even said no more long hiatuses.
Yeah, exactly.
Back full force.
Yeah, in fact, I'm
doing
trying
this
to...
thing.
If we could even bump this up to even like more than once a week... That would be cool. I don't know. I mean, it could be difficult, but if we could figure it out.
But I think the fans deserve it after 9 months of Dead air.
That's, I couldn't have said it better myself. I couldn't have said the fans deserve
I feel like we kind of have 9 months of no Radcast to make up for.
Exactly,
so.
Right. And that debauchery that was the morning show that I was a part of. I don't know if anybody. One day I will go into the saga of that. That was like such a crazy, cool, terrifying nightmare of a story and a learning experience that was, yeah. Anyway, I'll get into that later.
That will go in one of our new segments, Story Time with Josh Calkins.
Yeah, right. That could be dangerous for my reputation as well as other things. But, yeah, awesome. Well, I've spoken enough about these guys. Back to the action, of course. And I think what better of a way to lead out today than to play you one of the tracks from their awesome EP. So as I get this set up, I'm going to, like, plug my my business in here, and then we'll get that playing. But right before I plug my business in, that sounded terrible. I guess, like, while I'm getting this set up, is there any last minute, like, things you got going on this week or anything you want to, like, promo?
Ooh, this
or?
Week, spring semester starts.
Ooh.
At Monco. Last semester, and then I graduate.
Clap. Yes. That sounds awesome. I have to get back on. I'm going to try to start going back, taking courses in, like, maybe, like, fall. Maybe that might happen.
Even check out some of the
do it.
Well, no, even some of, like, the summer classes, the accelerated ones.
Right,
like,
right.
If it's a course that, like, say, like, you're, you know, very comfortable with sciences, go take an accelerated course, and you're done in 6 weeks.
Right,
and that's a credit right there.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Which,
so getting it done a little quicker.
Right, bam! Look at that. This is. I mean, seriously, I'm gonna just have to call you and be like, Ashley, I don't know what I'm doing today. Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit lost. If you could just, this is my current circumstance. You're going to be like, okay, it's going to be okay. Breathe first. Okay, this is what you do.
Align your chakras. Center that chi.
Exactly.
Breathe and step one.
Exactly. Step one, breathe. All right, guys. Well, thank you very much for tuning in and listening. And again, this is the brand new face of Radcast with the lovely Ashley Miller. Big things to come on the horizon and featuring Mike Stew, Integrity Tattoo, and all the other great bands in the area, as well as some cool new faces. So anyway, until next time, guys, have a great rest of the weekend. It's Sunday night. We'll see you soon.